With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With the publication of her 10th book, A Taste for Death, P.D. James has established herself as Britain's preeminent writer of the classical murder mystery. What puts James a step above her fellow mystery writers is her ability to combine the whodunit with the realism of a serious novel. Now in her late 60s, P.D. James knew from the age of 7 what she wanted to do with her life.
I can remember a conversation with a friend of my father's who come to a meal at the house, and he said, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be a writer. I want to write books."
But P.D. James was in her 40s by the time she published her first book, Cover Her Face, in 1962. That's because she became a Red Cross nurse at the outbreak of World War II, and later, in order to support her mentally ill husband, took a job with the British Health Service.
This was a very useful experience for at least two of my books. And then after my husband died, I took an examination for the public service, and I was successful. So I went into the Home Office, which, as I'm sure you know, is really the equivalent of the Ministry of Justice.
Where P.D. James worked in forensics, something else valuable for a writer of murder mysteries. James' crime scenes are vivid with blood and gore because she feels it vital to express the horror and shock of the person who discovers the body or bodies.
I don't think it's because I'm particularly fascinated by the blood and gore. I think it's because I'm trying to write a realistic novel. And murder is uniquely horrifying and dreadful. And, of course, if people have their throats cut, it's also very bloody.
James' poetry writing detective, Adam Dalgleish, who was named for her English teacher in school, has appeared in 8 of her books. In 2 of her novels, the heroine is an amateur sleuth named Cordelia Gray. In P.D. James' latest book, A Taste for Death, Dalgleish investigates the killing in a London church of 2 men who seem to have no link other than the fact that their throats were cut. It was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dalgleish is back. Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard is the creation of mystery writer P.D. James. And in A Taste for Death, he investigates the bloody murders of 2 men whose bodies were found in a church. A church that James first saw in Oxford, but moved to London for fictional purposes.
When I first visited it and went into the vestry, I had this extraordinarily vivid picture of these 2 murdered bodies. So the book began there.
It's obvious that P.D. James is fond of her fictional hero, Commander Dalgleish.
He's essentially a good professional policeman. He's an extremely intelligent detective. He's also a sensitive and complex human being. He's a poet. As he grows older, he's increasingly aware of the harm that his job inevitably does, of the destruction that it causes to the innocent as well as the guilty.
Because as a policeman, he must use people's weaknesses against them. While Dalgleish is a poet as well as a cop, in A Taste for Death, he has been unable to write for 4 years.
I think he's going through some kind of midlife crisis and some kind of professional crisis to an extent.
T.D. James says she did not have a prototype for Adam Dalgleish.
I suppose I've met people who have some of his qualities, and I've no doubt they're qualities that I admire. I think, although I'm not sure I'd like to work for Adam Dalgleish, I'm sure that I admire Adam Dalgleish, because otherwise I wouldn't continue to write about him.
P.D. James has another detective, Cordelia Gray, who has appeared in 2 of James' 10 books.
She is an amateur. She's a very courageous, honest, very intelligent young woman who inherits a run-down, rather seedy detective agency from a professional policeman who kills himself.
P.D. James, queen of crime, who, when she's not writing, serves as a magistrate in a London courtroom. A Taste for Death was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In many respects, women writers have claimed the classic murder mystery field for themselves, among them Dorothy Sayers, Agatha Christie, Ruth Rendell, Patricia Highsmith, and, of course, P.D. James. A Taste for Death is the latest P.D. James mystery, and it brings back her hero, Commander Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard. James says she admires so-called hard-boiled detective fiction, predominantly an American product, for the writing at least, but she's most interested in the more genteel form of the genre. There are reasons women have excelled in the mystery writing field.
Possibly because we have an eye for detail, and so much clue-making requires an eye for detail. Partly, I think, because we're interested in the characterization rather more than the weaponry or the action.
Women may also like the security of the formal structure required by a mystery.
We have a central mysterious death, a circle of suspects. We have a detective, amateur or professional, who comes in to solve the crime. At the end of the book, we have a solution.
The planning and plotting of a P.D. James novel takes as long as the actual writing, and James says that while the writing doesn't always come easily, she never comes to a dead end, so to speak.
With a classical detective story, which is the kind I write, it has to be planned so minutely before I even begin writing, that I always know where I'm going. I never have this feeling, well, what on earth will the hero do now?
Knopf published the latest P.D. James novel, A Taste for Death. Incidentally, P.D. James, who is now in her late 60s, was in her 40s when she published her first book, and she has some advice for aspiring authors.
Well, I would say to anyone who wants to write, write. This is really one art form when it is never too late to begin.
There's still hope for me, then, to write the great American novel. Or any novel.
Well, you're still a young man, you lucky thing.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.